exclusive presentation of the LSU Sports Radio Network.
Hello, everybody. This is Chris Blair sitting inside the LSU Sports Radio Network Capital One studios here on campus, and we are thrilled to be joined by LSU Director of Athletics, Scott Woodward. Scott, first of all, great to visit with you. It's been quite a week, jam-packed with exciting announcements for the Tigers. So, first off, thanks for stopping by and giving us a few minutes.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Chris. Always a pleasure to talk to you and talk to our great fan base.
Well, of course, the week started with the coming home of legendary coach Kim Mulkey on Monday to take over at LSU women's basketball, put them back on top. Of course, on Wednesday, announcement, full capacity for the outdoor athletic events here on campus. And then, of course, we got the NFL draft coming up, and NFLSU is going to continue to grow. So, again, a lot to put in this week so far, but all great news.
Yeah, and that's the whole thing. And when I talk to friends and fans and everyone, there are great things going on here, have been for a long time. Do we make mistakes? Have we done things that we're embarrassed about? Heck yeah. But we're going to deal with them straight on, head on, and put them behind us, but know that we're going to be contrite about how we deal with problems. But also, we're not going to lose fact that we're going to celebrate what we do and how we do it. And just what you said tonight, you know, we're going to have this great draft of you know, kids that are just, I'm so glad to see continue their dream and do what they do. And as you know, I do, I emphasize to them that, hey guys, you're going to play in the NFL a limited amount of time, and save your money, because you're going to live a long, long time, decades beyond your career. But it's all fun, good stuff. And I'm very proud of that point.
You know, let's go back to Monday, and let's start with Coach Kim Mulkey. Again, the official announcement, I think, on Sunday evening. Then the arrival and the celebration and press conference on Monday. And I took note. I was actually here in the studio getting that audio out across the state, and I took note of your comments that it really was a team effort to land Coach Kim Mulkey to come back here to LSU. And take us through what you can, and if you can, kind of the process of you realizing there's a vacancy, then you got to identify, then you got to zero in, and then ultimately land the best basketball coach in the sport, period.
Yeah, I hate to burst your bubble, CB, but it's not like a complicated algorithm here. This was pretty straightforward, you know, and it's because of what LSU is, who Kim Mulkey is, and what we have. I mean, the stars aligned. And, you know, I could go on and tell you, hey, it's because we're in the SEC. And why are we in the SEC? Because we're LSU. And why is Kim Mulkey here? Because she grew up in Tickfaw, Louisiana. And, you know, she and I happen to be the same generation and have, you know, a good view of the world, and our kindred spirits, or similar view of the world, I should say, as far as growing up in certain time and period. And then just the amazing people around us, you know, Dede Bro, Stephanie Rimp, everyone that was involved in this thing, for people she knows from Louisiana, is like, heck, you know, I was, you know, like I've told people, I was too stupid to know better. It's like, this is why I came home, Jack. This is where I wanted to be. And I said, Coach, this is what you need. You know, hey, it's time to come home. Is there any other reason why? And then she kind of, you know, yeah, this is it. You know, and this is what we talked about and how we talked about it. And but it couldn't have been done without these wonderful people setting the table and preparing and doing it right, because there are a lot of things that are complicated about making a transition, especially from a place where coaches had incredible success and incredible support to LSU. But we just, in my opinion, had a lot more to offer, and not only emotionally but competitively. And at the end of the day, our staff and our team, and I hope I did, and glad I didn't screw it up, landed a Hall of Fame rock star in Kim Mulkey.
No doubt about it, and congratulations to you. And yesterday I was leaving the building, Dee Dee was coming in, and I thanked her and congratulated her, and she said, "For what?" And I said, for what you did getting Coach Mulkey here. If you'll oblige me for just a moment, it leads me to my next question. Two personal observations. So during the week, I typically do interviews across the South and some across the country previewing a football matchup or a basketball matchup. This week happened to be baseball with Arkansas coming to town. And every one of them, they asked me about Kim Mulkey and the excitement and what's it like in Baton Rouge. Secondly, on Monday, my wife was taking our 9-year-old to pick up my son at high school baseball practice, and they were listening to the press conference. And my 9-year-old, who typically got the iPad or the Switch in her hand, suddenly raised up when they talked about Kim being an all-star at 8 or 9 years old on a baseball team, being the only female on that team. And that caught my daughter's attention because she's always wanted to know why she can't play baseball. And I just wonder, in the last couple of days, that's the impact I've seen from this hire. From your standpoint, what's it been like? How do you put your finger on the impact you've already seen with the naming of Kim Mulkey coming home?
You nailed it there. I had a close friend of mine who has young kids in sports, and they were usually passive in how they did things. And she came up to me and she goes, "Kim Mulkey inspired me." And I watched her cheer Kramer on, and I changed the way I did it. And I get on them and I yell for them and I encourage them just like Coach Mulkey taught me. And that's happening, you know, just that's tertiary, secondary, just an effect, positive effect on the community, on what people feel she and how she represents. And it's the whole package. She graduates all her students. She loves her family. She wins. And, you know, when you have someone that special, you know, you just, you, like you said, I had to pinch myself and I said, hey, you know, and remind myself, this is LSU and this is what you expect.
Yeah, I can tell you, I spent some time with her when Kramer was on the team. She made a trip to Lexington. We played Kentucky and I got a few hours with her, and it's just, I don't know how to describe it. I mean, the impact she had, you come walking out of the room and you leave her fired up about something. Sometimes I didn't even know what I was fired up about, but that's the type of impact she has. Obviously, myself and fans, I mean, we look at, when you hire a coach, we look at wins and losses, we look at championships, and certainly all of that is there. But I know from an athletic director standpoint, or I believe from an athletic director standpoint, you're looking through a much more multifaceted lens than just wins and losses and championships. And as I said, all those boxes are checked. Somebody who oversees hundreds of staff and student athletes and represents, you know, millions of alumni and supporters of this great institution, what are some of the other things outside of the wins, losses, and championships that to you make Kim Mulkey forget the records? Just this is why she's the perfect person at the right time for LSU.
Yeah. As you well know, I preach it all the time. You know, three principles that we have here. And this is where Coach and I are in total alignment in what she does and how she does it. Number one, we're here for our student athletes to get a world-class education and give them the opportunity to do that. Check the box. Number two, we're here to win championships. We're LSU. We win national championships. We win conference championships. We're going to be in the fight and the mix to do so. Not every year, but year in and year out. We're going to be there, and that's our goal. Check the box. Number three is do the right thing. You know, we don't always do it. We stub our toes sometimes. As we all know, we've gone through a little rough patch here lately, but we're going to fix it and we're going to deal with it. But 99% of our kids, every day of their lives, do the right thing. And she's all about that, community, helping, doing it. So when you have that alignment, in perfect alignment like that, it becomes real easy. And then on top of understanding the state and understanding this people, you know, her heart's here, her love's here, you know, just like mine. It's like we don't know any better, and this is who we are, and we're comfortable here, and, you know, we love Oyster Po' Boys. We love our people. We love the things that we do and how we do it. And I always said it, you know, in most places, you know, when you get your truck gets, you know, sidelined in a ditch, you know, you help them by calling and waving at them. Hell no. Here, we pull out the winch. We, hey, do you have to be at an appointment? My wife can get you there, and we'll yank your truck out the ditch. I mean, that's who we are, and that's a huge difference, having been other places, that makes it so unique.
No, you put it right. I mean, as somebody who didn't grow up here, didn't go to school here, my first summer was the summer of 16 in the flood, and I saw it firsthand that when things go bad, this is the place that I want to be. I learned that lesson. And I've often told people after me that have moved here, I said, hey, if you embrace the things they love, then you're going to be, they're going to take you right in. They're not going to ask you where you come from. As long as you embrace the lifestyle and the culture, and to me, that's been a success.
You see it at every game in baseball. Yeah, absolutely. Chris, I mean, they feed the whole world out there in the parking lot, and they love it. And that's absolutely why they're there.
Absolutely. I have to turn them down on my walk in. You know, real quickly, I realize that I'm asking you something that probably is better suited for Coach Mulkey, but for those out there listening, as you pointed out, I mean, 21 years in Waco with the success there. There's some logistics and getting from there to here and getting settled in Baton Rouge. Just from talking to her, what are kind of the first steps over the next days and weeks as she takes over the program?
Yeah, I'm not stepping into that, CB. She has her way of doing things.
Pretty successful.
Exactly, and I'm staying the heck out of it. And frankly, I know we're here to help, and that's it, and she's going to figure it out. But, you know, she's like always, and you know her. Everyone knows her well enough from her public persona. She says be patient. She's not going to be patient on herself. I'm gonna have to remind her to be patient. That's going to be the thing. It's not going to be me saying, hey, I'm running out of patience. I'm saying, Coach, you be patient.
No doubt about it. Lastly, before we move ahead to some of the other news this week, obviously, as we touched on, there's so much momentum now for basketball in general here at LSU. I wonder, now that you have a Hall of Fame high-energy coach, you've had the men's basketball team once again making a trip to the NCAA tournament, what do you see down the road, couple of years, several years, not only with Coach Kim Mulkey, Will Wade's leadership, but your leadership? What do you want LSU basketball to be in the coming years?
Yeah, back again, it's real simple. Championships. Be competitive and be in the fight to winning championships. And it's not easy, and sometimes it takes a little time, but we want to build it to where we are competitive year in and year out, and you hear LSU in the mix for that.
Well, I certainly heard from the ticket office this week that the fans are certainly behind it. They're going to be there to do their part.
Always, and that's why I was never shy about it, and I knew our fans, when they have a reason to step up, always do.
Scott Wilburn, our special guest here in studio, and again, you follow up on the heels of the big Kim Mulkey announcement and her return that on Wednesday you followed the governor's lead, and now we're going to 100% capacity at outdoor athletic events. Perfect timing for this week. I know a lot of people feel like it's a long time since we've had that, but we've got baseball taking on Arkansas at the Box. Softball's got Arkansas at Tiger Park. You got track and field at Bernie Moore Stadium. Take us again through that process, because I imagine you're one man that when it comes to getting the question asked, when can we have full capacity? You've probably heard it so many more times than anybody on the planet.
Yeah, here we are, and it's because of this state answering the call of doing the right thing, you know, being protected, and more importantly, getting vaccinated. And if I can just make a pure plea here, is it continue to get vaccinated. You know, we want full capacity in the fall for football, and we want full-blown tailgating and without masks outside, but it's all dependent on us wiping this thing out, and the best way to do it is get vaccinated. And I wouldn't ask our fans to do anything that I didn't do, or yep, my parents did, or my kids did. You know, I have a daughter-in-law who's 8 months pregnant now, but got vaccinated when she was 7 months pregnant. It's safe. Do it. It's important not only for LSU and getting to full attendance and staying at full attendance, but it's also important for our partners and business and our whole community to do it. And we're going to have access. We're talking about doing things possibly at baseball games in the outfield, vaccinating folks that we're working on. As you well know, we have it in the South Stadium right now for everyone on campus. But I just cannot, you know, plead enough for people to please vaccinate. It's a safe and tried and true method, and please get it done.
I'm with you, sir. Certainly echo those sentiments. It's going to feel like a little more like normal here for the first time since, I guess, early last year, certainly over a year, with all the activities going on and again, some of those restrictions removed. You mentioned it a moment ago, but the impact that has, that we all can do our part, but the impact it has for this department, this university, this city, and this state to get back to where we were before this hit.
You said it better than me, and that's spot on, and we have to... And we have to continue because I see great things, not only in LSU athletics, that's my part of the world, but also great things in the state as far as the economy and people getting healthy and people feeling better and getting back to what we're doing. It's a trying year. We had a lot of things thrown at us and in strange ways, but as always, we're ready to come out of this thing even bigger and better than when we began this crazy journey back in the spring.
Real quick side note, and I know this sounds like Chris works for LSU, so he's going to say this. I was here during March, April, and May doing a show weekly, actually twice a week, and we were trying to get information out because there was so much unknown and things were changing. But I do want to thank you and the administration and all of those that have helped us on the healthcare side here in athletics. I think you guys did a tremendous job in managing something that nobody had ever managed before, that everybody else was trying to manage as well. But I know you're awfully proud of the team that you put together in allowing us to have games and allowing us, for the most part, to have as close to normal as you possibly could during an unprecedented pandemic.
There's no question about it. I'm so glad you brought it up because we think, you know, we put it behind us when we think we're having great success. But, you know, without our strong staff, Shelley Mullinex, and the unsung hero in all this is our own Dr. Katie O'Neill on our medical staff at LSU Health Science Center, who works for a Lady of the Lake. She's been not only our guiding light and our smart and principled expert, but she's leading the medical task force for the Southeastern Conference. And here again, it just shows LSU's influence and impact, not only here on campus, but with the SEC and nationwide. And we did things the right way because we got and sought the proper help, and we focused on the resources that we needed to focus on to make sure that we had and did things properly, not only for our student athletes, but for people like you, Chris, and our staff, to make them feel safe and do the right thing and to try to help the community get back to some sense of normalcy. And because of Katie and because of LSU, the SEC didn't blink, and we played football better than everyone and did it right and did it in a healthy way. And I'm so proud of that fact, and we'll continue to be leaders in that.
And it certainly bodes well for having faith in our young student athletes and young people in general, because they had to do a lot and change a lot as well, and I thought they did an excellent job.
No question. Just, you know, so our fans know, and you know, you probably don't even know this, almost 70% of our football team is already partly vaccinated, and our student athletes are well over 50% in general, and a lot of them are waiting to come back from break, and we're just going to continue to do so because it's so important, and they know it, and they know the responsibility. We don't force them to do it, but, you know, we certainly try to convince them that it's important not only for them but for their families and for the general well-being of our wonderful Tiger community.
No doubt about it. Well, Scott, we appreciate the time. Real quickly before I let you go, we mentioned the NFL draft, and you know, from an athletic director standpoint, you know, how big is that impact that for the next 3-4 days and probably after that, those three letters LSU are going to be on every medium imaginable covering the NFL draft? How big is that for the university?
It's big, but you know, what's more importantly is not what they represent, but how they represent. You know, what they represent is excellence, obviously, but how they do it in their lives. And you know, whether it's Chase or whether it's Marshall or whether it's Cox, who's only been with us a year, they do it the right way, and they're great team leaders and great kids, and you know, that's what's so, it gives me, you know, chill bumps just to see those kids and to see them succeed and to do their dreams, you know, and I think of Terrace Marshall's smile every time I see him because I'm loathe to admit this, but I've known him a long time, and it's just great to see, and it just gives me joy.
Lastly, where do you place the importance? Because one of the things that impressed me when I got to LSU in 2015 was the way that the athletic department, each individual team, stay in touch with their former players, former Tigers. And, of course, we're talking about the football team going into the NFL draft. But how important is it for you to keep those bonds, whether they're going to the NFL, Major League Baseball, or the NBA, or WNBA, or whether they're going to into our schools as teachers, or whether they're going into the hospitals as doctors, wherever they're going, how important is it to keep that bond continuous between LSU athletics and those former Tigers?
It's all the difference in the world, and our staff does it to a person. You know, led with Jack Marucci and obviously Shelley Mullinex and everyone on staff that does it. Just in all our staff, it's important. It's who we are in Louisiana. We're family. You know, anecdotally, I'll tell you, Matt Mock's a close friend of mine. He's a dentist now in Denver, yep. You know, and his boys are, you know, I'm like their crazy uncle. And they come once a year and fish down in Port Fouchon. And, it, you know, Louisiana's in their blood. And it's just all part of what and how we do it. And you know, it's just so important. And, you know, the first guy that came back after an NFL season and, you know, it was like embracing a son was Clyde. And seeing him back in Baton Rouge and in town and, you know, doing the things that mundane people do. He was helping his mama out, move some stuff. And I was like, hey, that's what you're supposed to do.
Glamorous.
Yeah,
that's right.
Mr. NFL superstar, how do you like that? I said, I know who you are. But it is. It's so rewarding. It's why we do what we do. And our kids and our people, while they're not perfect, they're wonderful. And they're just, you know, great citizens. And it just gives me great joy because I know how much it gives not only them and us, but the whole community great joy to kind of share their success.
Absolutely. Well said. Scott Wilbert has been our guest today. And, Scott, I really do appreciate your time to sit down and expound on the great news and announcements this week here for LSU Athletics. Congratulations, and keep up the great work. Let's do this again real soon, and go Tigers.
Go Tigers, CB, and thank you always for your hard work and how you do it with class and we just love it and keep it up.
Thank you, sir. It's a true honor and privilege. Scott Wilbert has been our guest, the director of athletics here at LSU. We appreciate you stopping by as well to listen. And don't forget, the stadiums are open this weekend, 100% capacity. Come on out and join us at the Box, Tiger Park, and Bernie Moore as LSU baseball and softball host Arkansas throughout the weekend, and track and field host the LSU Invitational. For more info, days, times, and ticket information, log on to lsusports.net. So now, for Director of Athletics Scott Woodward and all of us here at LSU Radio, I'm Chris Blair, hoping you have a fantastic weekend, and go Tigers!
Network, a division of LSU SP and Playfly Sports.